Hello?
This is the confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello, very good day to you. This is Lisa William from eBay. So how may I help you?
I would like to ask for the payment that cost $299.13.
Yes, sir, you're right.
I would like to clarify if what was that?
Alright, okay. So actually the reason of this call, sir, to inform you that today morning 6 o'clock the order has been placed to purchase a gift card through eBay. Cost you $299. So you want to place your order or you want to cancel and refund back your money?
Wait. I'm sorry, come again.
You want to cancel or you want to place your order?
What order for?
It is a gift card. eBay gift card.
Gift card?
Yes, sir. Gift card. eBay gift card.
NAB gift card. NAB card?
Yes, sir. Right.
At the bank account?
Yes, sir. Right.
At the bank account of NAB? So how much? I thought that no payment for that. I just want to clarify.
Say.
I thought that applying for bank account for NAB don't require payment.
Alright, so I'm just want to say one thing, sir. You want to cancel the order, we are going to help you. If any money debited, we will refund back your money. So what you want, confirm me.
Okay, I don't know what happened with that, but I will cancel it.
Alright, so you like to cancel this order, so I'm going to help you for the cancellation process. It's an online, and if any money debited, we will refund back your money. So you need to put me on speaker mode.
Okay, wait a few minutes. Okay.
Alright, so once you have put me on speaker mode, so I will guide you how you will get online cancellation ID number as well as form. So do you have any device like a laptop, computer, smartphone?
I have only a mobile phone.
Mobile phone. It is Android or iPhone? Which one?
iPhone.
Okay, so you do one thing, sir. Open the App Store. There's a blue color application, symbol A in it. Yeah, right.
Okay. So next, after the
app. And just have a good look. Yeah, right hand side bottom corner. Can you see the magnifying glass or a search box?
Okay.
Yeah, you click over there, search.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you the cancellation app name. You need to search over there, letter A for Alpha. N for November.
What will I search?
Anydesk. A-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
A-N-Y.
Yeah, D E S K.
Okay, Amy Desk.
No search, go for search.
Okay. Amy Desk, remove this stuff?
Yes, sir. You click on get. First one, that one. You click on get download. So, with the help of this application, sir, we are going to generate the cancellation ID number as well as form, alright?
Wait a second.
Take your time, no issue, sir.
Okay, I open the application now.
Alright, can you see your address, the 9-digit number?
I mean the address that has been put in here?
Yeah, that is the cancellation ID number. So you need to confirm me that number one by one.
Okay. So I will start now.
Yes, sir, tell me that number.
702 922 722 724 724.
I'm confirming your number once again. 702 922 724. Is it correct?
Yes.
Okay, so be on that page where you can see your address. And I do believe that, sir, you haven't purchased this order, right, this morning?
Oh, I haven't ordered that.
Yes, I understand that. Yes, sir, you told me you haven't. So that means, sir, some hacker misused your information without your prior knowledge. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm simply connect you to our security department so that I will show you each and everything and block those hackers and cancel your order. So you do one thing, sir. When you will see the security warning notification, you need to look at very bottom. There's a two check boxes. Give a click on two check boxes and accept. When you will click on two check boxes, alright, you need to click on accept so that you will connect with the security department. Alright?
Okay.
Okay, so now I'm going to send you the security warning notification. Alright?
Okay.
So please hold the line. So that we will connect you to the security department.
Okay.
Okay, there's a mistake. Alright, open that page, sir, where you can see your address. Open that page.
I will accept. I am aware of the rest.
Yes, give a click on accept.
Okay.
Yeah, give a click on accept. And
two
check boxes and accept. And start broadcast.
I cannot click accept.
Yeah, click on two boxes and accept.
It has a countdown. Okay, I already accept.
Start broadcast. Give a click on start broadcast.
Okay, yes.
Yes, very good. Give a click on start broadcast.
Okay, so accept and
screen broadcast. Yeah, give a click on screen broadcast. Now
okay.
Don't touch your screen. We are going to connect you to the security department. Don't touch.
Okay.
Alright. So, sir, you are successfully connected to our security department. So, you do one thing. Swipe your screen from bottom to top. Swipe your screen from bottom to top.
Come again?
Yeah, swipe your screen from bottom to top. Touch your screen from bottom to top.
You mean by? Okay.
Yeah, okay. So do it once again. Accept, you click on accept. Can you see the accept option?
Okay.
Red color. Yeah. Swipe your screen from bottom to top.
From bottom to top. What will record the notification?
Yeah, yeah, we are going to record, okay. So swipe the screen from bottom to top.
What do you mean by that?
Okay. Okay, don't do anything, sir. I'm just going to transfer your call to the senior manager. All right. So don't do anything, just hold the line so that he will help you for the cancellation process. So please hold the line. Yeah. And he will block those people. So hold the line, I'm going to transfer your call.
Okay.
Thank you for being on hold. Your call has been transferred to me. My name is Alex William. I'm the senior supervisor in the floor of eBay customer support. How are you doing today?
I'm totally fine.
Good to hear that. So I do believe my previous colleague was polite to you and she explained you each and everything regarding this call.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, that's perfect. Now, I'm going to continue with the cancellation procedure of this fraud activity which has been done under your details without any authorization, okay? So,
okay.
So at the moment, what can you see on your phone screen? Please do let me know.
I will click OK. I'll go to application.
What can you see on your phone screen at the moment? Please tell me.
Screen broadcasting, live broadcast to any desk or stop due to...
Yes, click on OK. Yeah, click on OK.
So start broadcasting.
No, click on OK.
I already clicked OK.
Yeah, and now what can you see? Can you see your ID number once?
On my screen, the any desk has been presented.
What do you see at the moment? What can you see?
I see nothing was changed. On my screen, it presents the start broadcast.
All right. Okay. And all right. Now our server is going to verify your ID. Okay. Okay. You will get
okay.
The security coming up on your screen. Can you see the security coming up?
Not yet.
What do you see on your phone screen?
It's the same.
Just tell me what can you see.
It's the same lately. The any desk start broadcast.
Okay. Do you see any cancel option? I just press the back button once.
No cancel has been presented in the screen.
Okay, you just close the app and open it once again. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, close it and open it once again.
Close. Only then.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm on the application right now.
All right. And do you see your ID number on your screen? Do you see your ID? It's 702-922-724.
Yes.
All right. Now our server is going to verify the security. You will get the security coming up on your screen. Just like before you did, look at the very bottom. There will be a blank check box. Check that box and yes.
Okay.
Check that box from the very bottom and click on accept. There is a timer running on accept. Once it's zero, you need to click on accept.
It's about 9 seconds.
Okay.
6, 5, 4, 3.
Now click on accept.
Yeah.
Again, click on accept. You will get an accept. Again, click on accept.
Okay.
Now you will get to see the three options. Only give a click on the last option, start broadcast, and then don't touch anywhere.
Okay, I already start broadcast.
Now don't touch anywhere on your phone screen. Leave it as
okay.
it is. Once you see a black box with a red light flashing over there, please tell me.
Now
simply swipe up the page from very bottom to up and you will back to your home page. Swipe up from the very bottom, come back to your home page. Alright, now you need to open up the settings from your phone, sir. Open up the settings.
Settings.
Now on the settings, just go down a bit, you will get to see an option display and brightness.
Display and brightness.
Yes. Now over there, look at the bottom, there is an option, it says auto lock. Tap on auto lock.
Okay.
And make it never.
Never.
Yeah. Now press the back button. And now what can you see on your screen? Are you back to the main page of settings?
Come again, sir.
Just press the back button where you can see all the options of settings. Look at the top, you will be able to see your name. You need to give a click on your name.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, there will be an option, it says name, phone number, email. Give a click on that.
Okay.
Now, over there, you will be able to see some of your basic information. Okay. So, do you see any changes on your basic information over there? Because these are the details which are getting used for making these fraud charges, okay? By creating some fake accounts, these people are trying to do some fraudulent activity by using this information. So please check if you see any changes on your information.
It's totally fine.
It's totally fine, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Go back to the previous page. You will be able to see an option, payment and shipping.
Okay.
And just after that, your card information and your billing address will come up. Look at the top. You will be able to see your card. Just give a tap on that. And now, are you able to see all your informations?
Wait a second.
Okay.
Actually, this card is not mine. This is the card of my friend.
Okay, this is not your card?
Yes. This card is my friend and he just put it in here so that I can...
All right.
I can do the, because we filled up.
Okay, I got it. All right, not an issue. Now, what we have to do, we have to secure all your information. So let me show you something. Just go back to home page and open up a Google page, sir.
Google page. I have the Chrome. Okay.
Yes, you can open up the Chrome. You can use any of the Google browser here. And get a fresh page over there. Have you got it?
Yes. I'm on.
All right. On the search bar, you need to type my, M as in mother, Y for yellow, my.
My, SMS.
Leave a space. No, it's only my. Then leave a space.
My.
The number one, numerical one.
Okay.
Then P as in Paris, P. Now, do you see an option coming up? It says my IP address location. Just tap on that. My 1P address location.
Wait a second. My
1P
address location.
Yes, 1P address location, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and after clicking on that, Do you see any option coming up? It says, what is my IP at this location? Find out here, not VPN. Do you see any option like that?
I see, is my IP address in my location? What is my PC IP address?
Do you see any option? It says, what is my IP at this location? Find out here, NordVPN. Do you see that?
It
should be the very first option, NordVPN. It should be written in blue, okay? Look at the top.
VPN, so what is my IP address location? Find out here in NordVPN.
Yes, exactly that one, yes. Exactly.
I will click this.
Click on that.
Okay.
Alright. Now, before we go ahead, can you just tell me, do you know anything about IP address? Do you know how IP address works? What IP address is? Tell me, sir.
So I will
do you know anything about it?
I don't know.
Okay, I will tell you. So IP address means Internet Protocol Address. The internet line you're using at the moment runs under an IP address, okay, in which all of your internet activities, all of your internet information gets saved, as well as your personal information, okay. So every single person has their own particular IP addresses, okay. No one else outside is allowed to use your IP address apart from you. Now the thing is that if someone from outside gets into your IP address, that person will be able to access all of your details without your authorization, okay? And they will be able to do any kind of fraudulent activity, alright? Now look at the top of your screen. There will be a blue pop-up has come up. There will be a small cross sign. Just give a click on that cross. At the top of your screen, there's a blue pop-up has come up. It says, NordVPN for iOS. There's a small cross sign over there. Give a click on that cross.
Okay.
Yeah. And just after that, you will be able to see a black bar at the top. It says your IP and your status. What is your status at the moment? You can see, sir. What is your status?
What
is your status at the moment? Look at the top. It says your IP and your status. What is your status at the moment?
Unprotected.
And do you see any red alert? A red message has been given to you in the middle of your screen?
Oh, yes. Your online identity has been banned by your internet service provider. And anyone else spying on your connection.
Alright. So it's a very clear message for you, sir, that someone is trying to get into your internet and they're trying to steal your details. And for that reason, you're receiving this kind of fraudulent charges without your authorization. Now the thing is that you need to know that from which platform your information are getting compromised, okay? Because we receive the fraud charges under your information without your authorization. Still, as because our server detected it from the overseas billing address, we put the transaction on hold for your safety and security because we don't want any kind of unwanted charges happens to your account. Now, according to our reports, you do banking with two banks. One is NAB and the another one is ANZ. Am I correct?
Wait, come again.
According to our reports, we can see that you do banking with two banks. One is NAB and the another one is ANZ. Right?
Yes.
Okay. When was the last time you checked your statements of your banking?
I did yesterday. I applied NAB and ANZ.
Okay. So, right at the moment, you have to check the statements of last 3 days. If you see any unknown transaction, even if it is $1, you have to let me know so that we can make a report on the transactions because those are the fraudsters who are trying to do some fraud transaction under your account. So, don't use any of the app, okay? You need to log in and check it from the Google, okay? Open up a fresh page of Google first of all.
Okay.
Yes. Now, on the Google search, you need to put the name of your bank, NAB, NAB.
A B.
Deliver space. Then online banking.
Online. I will put online banking.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So I click it already.
Yeah. Now click on the first, very first option, internet banking. Give a click on that.
Okay.
Yeah. Now after that, look at the right hand side top corner. You will be able to see an option. It says login. Tap on login.
Okay.
Yeah. Right at the moment, the applications are not saved. That's why you're checking your statement from Google. Okay. So it will be asking you for your ID and password. Just the way you put your ID and password, just put it, and you will be able to check your statements. Okay. You just do it from your end. I'm on the line with you, sir. Okay. Once you logged in, please let me know, okay? I'm on the line with you. And don't share any of your details.
Okay, I already stopped the login.
Okay. And please check the statements over there. Please check your statements.
Account summary. No balance yet. It's zero.
Okay. And you do check the statements of your ANZ, open up a fresh, go back to the home page, back to your home page, yes, and log into your ANZ from the application, okay?
ANZ?
Yes, log into your ANZ account from the app.
Okay.
Yes.
On my screen, it is saying that ID check complete.
Click on continue.
Okay, continue.
Yeah.
Adding the finishing touches.
Okay, just wait for a while over there.
Okay.
And do you use any sort of a credit card, sir? Please let me know. Do you use any credit card?
I don't have credit card right now.
Okay, now. Alright, now click on continue.
Okay. So,
then click on okay, got it. Yes, click on got it.
Okay. So
then click on maybe later.
Maybe later.
Yeah. Now what can you see? Have you logged in?
Oh yeah, I already logged in. I'm on the home of the club. The AMZ.
Okay. Alright. Alright. And you're using a new account of ANZ?
What?
You're using a new account? You have a new account?
What do you mean by new account?
Like, you use a new, you have created the ANZ account. Is it new? Or is it old one?
It's new one. It's my first time to apply ANZ.
Okay, and from which bank you do all your transactions?
Well, maybe if I...
Like apart from NAB and ANZ, do you have any other bank?
My only banking is ANB and ANZ, and I applied it yesterday.
Okay, and check the savings account over there.
Okay, savings. So it's facing here, then
okay.
You enter straight out. 0.
All right. When was the last time you have done any kind of transaction from your ANZ or your NAB?
I did not do any transactions anyway.
See, like you don't keep your money on your account?
Yes, I don't, what do you mean by this, what to say? Actually, I applied yesterday and I did not, it says from the NAB and ANZ that my card will be collected or delivered by within 5 days.
Okay, and I'm just asking you that from which bank you do your transaction, like you do pay your bills or do shopping, right, from your debit card? So
no,
from which bank?
I haven't used my ANZ enough for shopping or any transactions like that.
All right, and then how do you pay your bills then, sir?
How do I pay my bills?
Uh-huh.
Actually, I just arrived here in Australia and...
Sorry, come up again?
I just arrived here in Australia last March. March 7th.
Okay.
So, I stayed at my relatives.
Okay, you're from Philippines, right, sir?
Yes.
And okay,
I did not yet use any bank account to pay my bills.
Alright, so do you have any bank account from your Philippines?
I have a bank account in the Philippines, but it was closed.
It is closed. And right at the moment, you don't have any money on any of your accounts, right?
Yes, I don't have money anymore because it was closed.
Okay. So right at the moment, how are you paying your bills? How are you doing any kind of transaction? Like you use cash or like you don't, as you say that you have a new account and you don't have money on your account. So how do you pay your bills right now? You use cash?
Yes, I use cash.
Okay, all right. Okay. Alright, sir. I just got a report from my senior supervisors. You just do a thing, come back to the home page of your phone. To the home page. Yeah. And slide your page from right to left once.
Right to left.
Alright. Now, what we have done, sir, we have blocked the transactions for you. No money will be debited from your accounts. You don't need to worry about that.
Okay.
All right. Now, we are canceling all the transactions. You don't have to pay any kind of bill from your end, okay? We are done with the security. Yes. Thank you for your lovely time and patience.
Thank you so much. I have a clarification, if you don't mind. So all the transactions that was made was cancelled. Am I right?
Yes. All the transactions will be cancelled.
Okay. So it's done.
Yes, it's done. Thank you for your lovely time, sir.
Yes, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Hello.